Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Early tomorrow, Sunday morning, we will enter the new moon in Leo. The pace of life has been a little crazy these last few weeks, certainly on the world stage, and in many of our personal lives as well. We've encountered the unexpected, which is upending, even when the unexpected is positive. And of course, is something that needs to be managed well when the unexpected is less than positive. So at this Leo new moon, we're entering a bright, scintillating, supportive solar energy. One that we will want to work with, make the most of, and enjoy, because we're heading into more intense astrological patterns for the remainder of August. So enter into, welcome, embrace the warm, solar, bright, creative, playful new moon in Leo. We'll explore what's going on in and around the new moon to try to find ways to enjoy it the most and take best advantage of what's on offer. And then we'll get ourselves ready for some more wild rides. Let's dive in. Early Sunday, the new moon in Leo makes a dramatic entrance. August is one of the most active months of this year astrologically, so it's fitting we start off with Leo energy. The new moon falls at 12 degrees, 34 minutes Leo in the second decan. This is a place where we feel good. Progress is happening, or at least feels possible. There's clarity and direction and promise, a creative dynamic space. This is supported by the Sun and Moon moving away from a sextile to Mars, the challenging guy, and into a sextile with Jupiter, the supportive guy. It might feel like we've made it through something and life is looking up. There's more going on, though, that adds complexity and challenge. Mercury is about to station retrograde at 4 degrees 6 minutes of Virgo, just after midnight on August 5th. Over the next weeks, Mercury will move back to 2124 Leo, then station again and move direct. Mercury first reached 21 Leo on July 16th, when we entered the pre-retrograde period, sort of a preview. Mercury stations direct August 28th and leaves the post-retrograde review on September 11th. The space between 21 Leo and 4 Virgo gets a lot of focused attention over these weeks. While we tend to see the most delays and disruptions during Mercury's backward or retrograde motion, the full time period before and after is worth looking at. We're already in the preview. We'll soon enter the retrograde itself. Then the sequence closes with a final direct review. Mercury retrogrades affect thinking and communications. Has your thinking felt a bit slow in the last weeks? As if you couldn't quite keep up? I can relate. While it's true quite a bit has been going on, I still felt as if my brain just wasn't working as well as usual. This isn't surprising. This particular Mercury retrograde moves from my 12th house to cross over my ascendant, Pluto, and Moon before going back. It's personal. Where is the span from 21 Leo to 4 Virgo in your birth chart? This is an area you want to pay attention to through mid-September. Having Mercury station retrograde on the heels of the new moon slows things down. As a fixed sign, Leo is not generally speedy. Adding in the retrograde invites us to create a new moon experience that embraces some peace and quiet. Leo is creative, dramatic, and playful. This middle decan can feel triumphant, successful, and validating. These are all sensations we can cultivate and appreciate during this new moon, even while taking things slowly. We're also reaching a hinge of the Celtic year, the Festival of Lunasa. Many will celebrate this festival of first fruits, also known as Lammas, this weekend along with the new moon. Astrologically, the four Celtic festivals fall when the sun reaches the 15th degree in the fixed signs. Lunasa, named for the many-skilled and triumphant god Lu, falls at the Leo midpoint on August 6th. At this time in the Celtic year, we enter the dark half of the light half of the year that began at Bealtaine, at Beltane. We celebrate the abundance of the land while recognizing that autumn is coming. We're thankful for early signs of what we hope will be a wonderful harvest. In ancient Ireland, this was a time for great fairs with horse races, feasting, and the celebration of marriages. Over the centuries, the focus has shifted into quieter gratitude as we celebrate the good things in our lives. The Sun and Moon moving from sextiles to Mars into sextiles to Jupiter does more than bring in lots of energy. The luminaries are also triggering what will become the focal aspect pattern of the coming weeks as Mars and Jupiter meet. The importance of Mars and Jupiter at the new moon is emphasized by the fact that the moon, Mars, and Jupiter are all parallel at 21 degrees north. This longitude-based connection brings additional emphasis to the coming Mars-Jupiter zodiacal conjunction. What do Mars and Jupiter together signify? Jupiter strengthens Mars' conviction of being right and on the side of the good. We can feel emboldened to act on our beliefs. If we're already engaged in a course of action, Jupiter's presence can make it bigger through convincing us we are on the right track. This combination of certainty and action can be either good or bad. We may see news stories about people doing things we don't agree with at all, who feel strongly supported by their own principles. Jupiter can also simply make anything Mars does bigger. Again, this can include actions we support as well as those we do not. Over the course of history, we see doctrines and beliefs that supported terrible actions. For example, when empires expand their borders by taking over other lands, they usually have some political beliefs or ideas that justify what they're doing. This is one way Mars and Jupiter strengthen each other. Another archetype of Mars and Jupiter is the champion, someone who reaches incredible goals through a combination of hard work and tenacity, Mars, and strong personal belief and commitment, Jupiter. I see Simone Biles as an amazing example of what a champion looks like. Her achievement this past week and over the course of her career is incredible, especially after she stepped out of competition 3 years ago to protect herself and then had to build back up. She is currently recognized as the greatest gymnast of all time and one of the greatest athletes as well. As I thought about Mars-Jupiter, she immediately came to mind. Then, of course, I was curious about her birth chart and the chart of her final singles performance in Paris. There are many signatures in her chart that point to her strength, tenacity, flexibility, and even a sense of destiny. For today's new moon essay, I'll just note that at the time of her final performance, the looming Mars-Jupiter conjunction was conjunct her moon, opposite her Pluto, and trining the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction in her birth chart. If you'd like to take a look at the charts for yourself, I'm including Simone Biles' chart with the transits for when she completed her singles routine in the post on my website, risingmoonastrology.com. To calculate your own, Simone Biles was born March 14, 1997 at 6:02 a.m. in Columbus, Ohio. The most precise time I could find for the conclusion of her singles routine is August 1, 2024 at 2:37 p.m. in Paris, France. Several currents come together at this Leo new moon. The new moon itself invites us to celebrate who we are and what we create. A slow Mercury about to retrograde reminds us to double check our plans, commitments, and communications. We're entering a time of personal reflection and self-examination. This retrograde includes a conjunction between Mercury and Venus on August 7th, and Mercury's meeting with the Sun on August 18th. At the same time, there's a rising energy represented by Mars and Jupiter. This will dominate the middle weeks of August, including squares from Mars and Jupiter to Saturn, as well as Venus and Virgo moving in to create T-squares with Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. It feels important to dedicate time during the new moon to a slow focus on our inner lives and creativity. We have a brief window in which to gather our energies, refocus, and center. Soon, the pace of life and of change will pick up. Before August closes, we will undoubtedly experience more unexpected events that change our view of the world and what is possible. So let's make the most of this new moon in Leo while we can. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a wonderful, energizing, but also restful new moon in Leo. Let's channel some of that slow Mercury energy and really dive into our inner spaces and craft some creative approaches to the potentially wild time ahead. I hope you have a wonderful experience. And as always, thank you for listening.